Mr. Chair, if I may, before you come in, just a question and a comment, if I may. A question to Mr. Rosen. Is this not a standard time frame within other activities of the registrar, and as such it has been put as 3 months because it's the standard timeline that is is a requirement in other activities of the registrar? And so that's the question. The comment is just to remind delegates of our discussion yesterday on the implementation of amendments, etc., to our legal agreements, just to say that when they come into, when the objection period has finished, there is always, in any case, a 3 month period before they enter into force. So the 3 months, as written here, would also be compliant with the practices, let's say, that are ongoing within our conventions and legal agreements. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Mr. Rosen has raised his hand. I don't know if you wanted to intervene first, Mr. Chair.